Good afternoon and welcome to the conference call of ZEAL Network SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Jonas Mattsson. Mr. Mattsson, please.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to ZEAL's half-year earnings call presentation. Thank you very much for taking the time and joining us today. I do hope you have all access to the presentation, which should have been distributed to you, but is also available on our website in the investor relations section. On slide three, you will find the agenda for today's presentation, in which I will talk about the following. We will start off as ZEAL at a glance. We will continue with a business unit update, moving on to the financial update before we're coming into the guidance for the year and finishing off with the key takeaways. Let's start by taking a look at our performance. We performed well in the first 6 months of 2018, and we delivered positive results and continued to expand our portfolio. These results were driven by strong demand across our product portfolio. Our increased range of high jackpot products, including Powerball and Mega Million, together with the continued positive performance in our instant win game and the unusually high jackpot situation in Eurojackpot, drove billings growth of 4%. Our EBIT of 16.4 million demonstrates the outstanding profitability of our business. In terms of customer numbers, we continue to focus on more efficient marketing investment, and we delivered 293,000 new customers for the group, which is an increase of almost 70% on the same period prior year. And all this was achieved with similar marketing spending as we did last year, meaning significant improvement in efficiency and a reduction in cost per lead. Also interesting, in June, we launched the world's first experience lottery, Raffle, in the Netherlands. So now let's go into a bit more detail. Moving on to our business units. First, our lottery business unit, which will you find on slide five. We saw top-line growth in billings at 5% with records in new registered customers. And this is really a good sign that the customer loves our products. We nearly halved our cost per lead compared with the previous year, showing that we have several efficient marketing channels. And this is something that we have talked about in this call and we've been working hard with, and this is now showing results. Our US lottery products, Mega Million and Powerball, which we launched in late 2017, continue performing well, and the customer really enjoying the opportunity to place lottery bets on a portfolio of products. On our last call, I mentioned that we entered the Australian market. We also talked about the regulatory issues. And due to the changes in the Australian regulations, which unfortunately banned lottery betting, MyLotto24 quickly took a decision to exit the Australian market, and the operation was closed down at the end of July. As you all know, we operate in a heavily legislated and regulated industry, where changes in legislation can have both positive and negative impact on our business. But we remain positive with regards to our international prospects, and we are preparing to launch in further jurisdictions this year. Finally, quite exciting for us, our UK business is performing well and all unit economics are pointing in the right direction, and we will now moving into scale testing for the previous smaller testing. And this is an important milestone for the UK market and also for ZEAL because it's an enormous market. Next, let's talk about the Lotto8 unit, which you will find on slide six. As I stated in March, we continue to build our presence in Norway, which is tracking in line with expectations, albeit on a small scale. And as I mentioned in the beginning of our presentation, we launched through the Lotto8 brand the world's first experience lottery, Raffle in the US, in the Netherlands is the first new lottery in nearly 30 years and is focused on Dutch millennials. Millennials is a younger target group, aged between 22 and 36 years old, as compared to traditional lottery players. And we also remain excited about our target jurisdiction, and hopefully we'll have more to share with you later this year when we make more progress. And lastly, for this business unit, our Spanish operation is tracking in line with our high expectations. Slide 7 shows three other topics. Brexit. As I mentioned to you in the past, Brexit will no doubt have an impact on business in general, but we will be suitably prepared and we're confident that any impact to the group will be minimal. We also had a general meeting for SEAL in London on the 27th of July. Both agenda items were approved with a large majority. The resolution that was passed was for the company to get the right to buy back a small number of shares dating back from our relocation to London back in 2014. German VAT. Since my last call with you in May, there has been no development in the court case. But we have been advised, as I also mentioned in May, that the decisions are now expected until later this year, probably in the end of the year, because the court is delayed in general. But nothing, and I say nothing on the merits of the case, has changed though, so it's just a pure delay. Moving on to slide 8. We have generated nearly 142 million euros in billings for the half year, which represents a 4% growth on the same time last year for the group. And this is despite a nearly 40% fall in average jackpot size between the two first quarters. Q1 had an average jackpot size of 111 million for our products, and for the second quarter, we only had 69 million for our five core products. So this is a strong number and also indicating to how having a diverse product portfolio is reducing the volatility for us and reducing volatility in player activity because there is more product to play with and typically always one has a reasonable jackpot. Our continued focus on more efficient and effective marketing saw us deliver 293,000 new registered customers, which is up close to 70%, and actually 69% up versus last year. Slide 9 talks about total operating performance and normalized revenues. Total operating performance and statutory revenue increased by 15% and 17% respectively on the comparative period, driven by higher billings and lower price payouts. Normalized revenue, where we take away the statistical fluctuation, is up by 9% versus the same time last year, supported by strong revenues, also driven by a better and more optimized product mix. Slide 10, development of expenses. Expenses decreased by 9% in Q2 2018 compared to the first quarter this year, mainly due to lower hedging costs, lower consulting costs, and a favorable exchange rate differences. The 3% increase in the first 6 months of the year relative to the same period last year was mainly driven by hedging costs of 3 million and the 1 million additional marketing investment, which we also had an offset with various other cost items. As a CFO, I'm clearly committed to continue to drive out more costs from the business, and I see opportunity to continue the positive path in reducing the cost base for the company. Slide 11 talks about EBIT. EBIT rose to 16.4 million in the first half year, which is 107% up from last year. Normalized EBIT achieved an even stronger performance of 21.3 million. Net profit was 11.5 million, and earnings per share is up 104% to €1.37. Moving on to slide 12. Our cash position is very strong at 89 million euros. It's actually up 88% on the first half 2017, supported by the improved hedging structure that we have put in place beginning of the year and we have talked about in the previous calls. We were also able to further reduce this hedging reserve in the second quarter to roughly 22 million due to the big win that we had in April. But we also have an additional cash inflow from an operating point of view of 10 million. Please go to slide 13 and we will talk about the guidance. And we do reiterate our guidance for 2018. We assume to have a total operating performance of 150 to 160 million euros, an EBIT in the range of 33 million to 43 million euros, and paying out a dividend by the end of the year of 1 euro per share. So to summarize, first half year was strong for the group, and I'm actually very pleased with the performance. All relevant KPIs are performing well. We do remain focused on delivering growth through continued investment in marketing, launching new jurisdictions and ramping up in the existing one, and continue having customer-focused delivery. With this, I would like to conclude and open up the call for questions for participants. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press star 2. For questions or annotations, please press star 1. Thank you. Mr. Patrick Schmidt from Warburg Research, please.
Yes, hi gentlemen, thanks for taking my questions. I have two actually. First one, why was the billings development rather weak looking at Q2 isolated? So you reported a year-over-year increase of 1.6% despite a strong series of high Euro jackpots and the fact that this is not the, but one of your core products, and also your average billings per user were down to 53 euro. Maybe a bit on that. And then second question would be, why was your payout ratio still relatively low? So payout divided by billings. Given your jackpot payout of 8.3 million you stated in Q1, because if I would adjust for this, your payout ratio would even be lower, significantly lower, so almost under 40. Has this something to do with additional and enhanced product mix, for example? Thank you.
So thank you very much for your question. So let's start with the first one. I think actually the billings growth for the first 6 months is pretty good, the 4% increase in the company in total and 5% in the German market, which I think you're alluding to. What I said on the call, which I think is quite interesting, in the first quarter we had 111 million in average jackpot size across the products. In Q2, it was almost half that of only 69 million, and still being able to grow is a strong message from the company. So it was very low in Q2. The only product actually that had high jackpot was Euro Millions. And I think this is speaking to the strength of the strategy that we have. We have a range of product. So we have, let's say, five core products. Of course, we have 10, 15 different products, but we have five core products. That means that if one single product is very high jackpot, in Euro jackpot, it doesn't have the multiple effect on the entire company. It's the same when you invest in a share. You don't invest in only one share, you invest in 5, 10, 15, or even more. And the same goes for us. If we look at only products, our Euro jackpot also went through the roof, but it obviously doesn't have an impact if that has a 5, 10, 15% share of the total billings. So I think actually it was very strong. And that's why I'm very pleased with the performance for the first 6 months. The second one, the payout, I think The payout, including the 8.3, we had another one of 1.5. So we have had a number of high payouts, but you have to look for it for the first 6 months. So for the first 6 months, we have paid out approximately 5 million more than the statistical average, which is the volatility we have in our business. Maybe the second quarter will go down and it will be even out in the end of the year, but it will definitely even out in the long term. And we have had positive momentum in Powerball and Mega Million that has a lower payout ratio and some of the other products. I hope that answered the question.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. I was more referring to your isolated Q2 figures on the billings development, but I think you explained that with the average jackpot size, correct?
That is very correct. That yeah. It was actually Q2 was extremely low for all our products except for Eurojackpot.
Okay, thank you.
For further questions, please press star 1. Mr. Albrecht von Witzleben, Witzleben Asset Management, please.
Yes, Jonas, just two questions here. It would be extremely helpful if in the future you could also show your customer base, because 293 new customers is great, but if at the same time you're losing 400K, it's not so good. So it would be helpful if you could also show, you know, customer base, if you don't have a very good reason not to show it.
So absolutely, we take this on board. I think we have the last, let's say, 2 years improved the information to the market, but we can clearly improve our reporting even further to show you the numbers. What I think I would like to stress out is page 19 in the PowerPoint presentation that we just went through, which is quite interesting, because what you see is that in the bottom table, or the table in the bottom of the page, you have something called MAU, monthly average users. There you see the development from quarter to quarter. So you see how many actually played during the quarter. But I take your point of showing total customers, and we're going to see what we can do to enhance the reporting.
Okay, thank you. And on page 12, sorry, just refresh my mind. I thought your hedging war chest was 30 million. If I read this correctly, it's 21.7 million now. Is that correct?
So you're reading it correctly. So just going back, last year it was 50 million. We improved the hedging structures. We are now having a retention of 30 million. Since we had this big win of 8.3, we are only exposed for another 22. Obviously, we have paid that in cash, so it will be netting off, but the hedging reserve is only 21.7, as you say, for the remainder of this year.
Okay, and the 89.1 is really net cash additional to the hedging reserve?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions. No further questions.
So if you have no further questions, we will close the call. Thank you for participating and goodbye.
We want to thank Jonas Mattsson and all the participants of this conference. Goodbye.